Hey, Damien.
Thanks for calling back.
Were you able to
Have a
finish
good
parking it? All right, you got a few minutes? All right, perfect. So I know you've been working with Tyler here, and he mentioned that you needed to bring on some capital to fix some trucks, and I guess some other there were some other needs as well. Did you have a specific amount in mind that you wanted to get?
One second here.
Sure.
Sorry.
You're good.
Yeah, originally, well, for a sorrow, a loan that covers all my needs at hand thoroughly would be $90,000.
90,000, okay. Right as of right now, there's no way we can get you the 90. Let me see here. Where are we looking at? You guys have definitely good credit. So that's a kudos to you guys, keeping your credit up there. Let me look at your bank statement here. I think it definitely had a large amount to do with your sales. What are you guys grossing right now this year?
Well, it's just me. I'm not even really sure. I think I'm just grossing like 20,000 a month in the last few months
Okay, yeah.
since May.
Okay. Let me see here. Yeah, so that was so the
Maybe even a little less because I've been having to have a lot of time off since lately. So even less.
Yes, that was a big concern of ours. So did he tell you how these loans work? Working capital loans?
He had started to explain it a little bit. It didn't sound like something that I would like, but I just
Well, let me tell you
wanted
why.
to listen to what the final result would be anyway.
Yeah, sure. Let me tell you why it's probably important for you, okay? With this specific loan, what it does, it doesn't build your personal credit. What it does, it builds your business credit. And that's important for you to have, especially on a trucking business. It's very hard to get trucking businesses with positive business credit. For some reason, just that industry, it's always a big deal. Like, people are afraid to lend them money because there's so many out there, and a lot of them go under. So your deposits weren't as high. I think the big thing for us is that we felt comfortable lending you a smaller amount. And really what that does for you and your business, it kind of gets your foot in the door. And when you have your foot in the door with us and you build that relationship and you need more money, we take care of our existing customers. So whether it's working capital or equipment financing, whatever your need may be, we're here to help. And then once you're an actual customer of ours, you qualify for the better programs, the better rates. You really see a huge difference as when you're with us and when you're not with us. So I encourage you just to kind of, use this money. I know that there was an immediate need to try to fix those trucks so you don't get fined. So we feel comfortable with lending you out 20,000. I can get you anywhere from a 6 to an 8 month term, depending on what you feel comfortable with. And then really, like I said, what that does is it opens a lot of doors for you and your business.
6 to 8 months.
Yeah, so it's a great loan because you pay it off right away, right? You're not going to sit here and owe money for a long term. It's a fixed rate. So you're just going to pay for a set amount for this loan. So every payment you make, it goes towards the total payment of being paid back. So there is no payment where you'll just pay interest only. Like, we want you to pay this loan off in a short amount of time. Why? Because it builds your business credit up very quickly. And then if you need that more money, if you need like you were saying 90,000, we can then revisit the file and say, look, Damien paid $20,000 plus whatever the cost of the goods were back within 6 months. You know, so no issues with payment. We reevaluate the file, reevaluate your payments, and we get you more money. You know, it's definitely a relationship that we need to build. That's our biggest concern here right now.
Right.
So the $20,000 will definitely help you out in getting your trucks fixed, so you're not fined. How much will that cost to get the trucks fixed, so that way you guys don't get fined?
Well, it would probably only fix one truck. So my purpose is to fix all my equipment so I could hire drivers again.
Okay.
And see, $20,000 doesn't even go beyond fixing just my truck.
Oh, it doesn't.
And you know, that would just have me still be the only one working here. There's no way I could pay that back in 6 months or 8 months. That sounds like $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Just me working, and I have to draw a salary to take care of my household at the same time.
Okay,
and,
so that's...
And still pay for that credit card that I wanted to consolidate.
How much is that credit card?
I think it's like $29,000 plus. So about $30,000. That's the limit, but it's like pretty close to the limit all the time.
I'm sorry, you said that was $20,000?
$29,000,
okay. How much are you paying a month on that?
$1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So you don't feel like the $20,000 will do anything for you? Like not get anything up and running? Or do you need to purchase a new truck or a new trailer? Or do you just need to get it fixed? I mean, what? The capital can be used for whatever you want, right? It's unsecured money, so you can do whatever you want with it. If you want to purchase a truck or a trailer, to get it up and running, like a used one, I can get you financing for that as well. We do finance used equipment. So if you wanted to, if you see a truck, instead of getting it fixed, if you want to sell that one and buy a new one so you guys are up and going, it's just hard to get you a loan for that amount right now because of your sales.
Right.
You know, it's impossible. We tried with the traditional type of loan, but we just can't because of your sales. So the only thing we felt comfortable with was the $20,000, and we wanted you to pay it back quickly. So 6 months, you know, it'd be close to, yeah, like $4,000 with the payback.
Yeah, if I could squeeze $4,000 out, besides paying myself and paying all the other bills and trying to keep up with whatever I can repair.
Mm-hmm.
I could squeeze $4,000 out. I would need it. You know, I'd love to spend. If I could spend $4,000 a month just taking my time fixing a thing here or a thing there every month, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Well, what about even having that cushion, right? Of that. So that's because your payback on this loan. Let me tell you that for 6 months. Is $3,800, right? So if you take the $20,000 and you just used it for cash flow to help you get through and focus on getting on the road, right? Even if you just used the $20,000 to even pay us back, right? Like each month, $4,000. That takes care of 5 months, and then that 6 month is where you'd come up with the payback for us, $3,800. All right, so what does that do for you? That gives you $20,000 in your bank account that you can use for cash flow just to kind of get through, handle things, get business going, maybe put a deposit down on a truck getting fixed, and then you use some of that money to use to pay us back with it, right? So keep that money in your account, and then it gives you about 5 months of cash flow. And then on that 6 month, you give us $3,800, which is the cost of the funds, and you're good, and the loan is paid off. You were able to go through 5 months with having an extra $20,000 in your account. You built a relationship with us, and you built your business credit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of positives from doing it, even though, like you said, it's not the full amount. But I mean, an extra $20,000 in your checking account right now would be nice. And if you're worried about the payment, let that come out of the $20,000, right? Like, it's only, let me see, divided by six, like $3,900 a month. So let that come out of the 20, you know, so you're that way you're not stressing about it. Even if you just let that 20 in there just to build it, like I said, the 6 month you'll end up paying $3,800, which is the total cost of the funds, and you're done with the loan. It's such a good rate. That's why I'm really adamant on trying to, you know, let
would
you know.
Would it be a monthly payment or a weekly payment? Because I remember Tyler was saying something about a weekly payment, which is not something that I'd go for.
Yeah, so we weren't able to get the weekly payment. Right now, this would be a daily payment on this.
Daily payment.
Monday through Friday. But, Damien, keep in mind, what I do with all my customers, like I said, you keep it as monthly. So the first of the month, or as soon as your first bill, put the $3,900 in there in your account and just don't touch it, right? It'll take it out daily, Monday through Friday, and you're not worrying about if the money's in there every day. At the end of the month, you're going to put another $3,900 in that checking account, and it'll come out every day. So you're not worried. It's the same thing. It's just you'll see it come out daily, right? You could still make the payment to yourself saying, all right, I'm going to have to pay $3,900 back to Cardiff. I'll put the money in there and then $3,900 and then don't touch it and let it come out every day. It's the same thing. We just, like I said, that's how you build your business credit. That's how you build your relationship with us, that we say, okay, he made his payments every single day for 6 months straight. So now we can revisit Damien's file here and get him more funds.
And what kind of interest rate is this going to be?
So here's the great thing about it. We don't have an interest rate. We have what's called a factor rate. And on this, it's the cost of goods, right? So for $20,000 being borrowed at 6 months, your payback is $3,800. So to borrow $20,000, you're paying $3,800, which is a great, great deal. I can tell you right now, a lot of these trucking companies are coming back, and to borrow $20,000, they're paying back an extra $10,000 on top. $10,000 for that. Can you believe that? That's a 150 factor rate. Wow. We're not doing, yeah. But the reason why yours is so low is because of your guys' credit. You have good credit, so we're not too concerned about he's not going to pay his bills. You're going to pay your bills, right? So the next step, because the amount is so low, is to build that relationship with us, build your business credit, and let us help you get more funds, right? It's the cost of really growing your business. And to have that $20,000 in the cushion in your bank account, I think it's just a great deal. These rates on these unsecured loans, they're usually generally very, very high. Like I said, every time I talk to a trucking company, I tell them, to borrow $20,000, you got to pay me back $30,000. And they're just like, oh, I can't do it. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. You have a 580 credit score. You know, like I just can't give you that money without charging you that rate because you're considered a high risk. You're not. You in general, you're considered a low risk. That's why we want to build that relationship with you, which is why your factor rate's only a 119.
119. Is that 11.9?
No. 1.19. That's the factor rate on it. So, yeah, so if you take the 20,000.
That's a daily interest rate, right?
Yeah, it's a daily. So keep in mind, though, it's a percentage. We really go off your sales as well. So we take that into a huge consideration. And this is an unsecured loan. So I've been reiterating that. So what I mean by that is if you were to go to your local bank and you wanted a home loan, they're not going to see this $20,000 that we give you. This is only on the business. Only on the business. So, I mean, would having the $20,000 in your checking account help you operate? Would it help you with, like, everyday cash flow, not worrying about what's in there? just kind of being able to focus on just driving, getting your trucks up and running and going and making money. Because that's the whole point. You know, we want to be able to help you make money. So if you can't make money and if you're not comfortable with it, then we don't want to do this. You know, we do want to build that relationship with you. We do want to help you grow your business. Because we want to lend you $90,000. We just need to be able to see that you can do it. So, I'll tell you what. How about you you think about it, okay? We're in no, like, it's not going to break our bank here. You know what I mean? So, I want you to think about it. Let me know what you think. If you want it, I can make it happen for you. I feel like, you know, it'll really help your business kind of get going. Because, I mean, I'm looking at your last statement here, and you have $2,700 in the business checking account ending in, what is that, September? It's hard to do business when you have low funds like that. You know?
I know.
It is. I see it every day. So to have that extra $20,000 and just in there, and you know that, okay, I can go do this. I can pick up, you know, get this truck going. I can put a couple thousand down here to get this, start them to fix it. Like, it'll help with your business. I don't know any business who can't use $20,000 right now. Also, keep in mind, Damien, the funds of loans are going to be going up in the beginning of the year. So it's good to lock in your rate when you can.
How long will this approval be standing?
I can keep it open for a few days. They expire very quickly because it changes every week with businesses based on their sales. So, like I said, I'll give you today and the weekend to think about it, and let me give you a call on Monday, and if you want to rock and roll, I can have this money in your account by Tuesday.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, I'll think about it. Your name was again?
Jeremiah. Jeremiah.
Oh, Jeremiah.
Yeah. Yes. You. The number that showed up on your phone, that's my direct line. So if you have any questions, you have any concerns, you just want to, you know, ask me something about it, give me a holler.
All right.
All right. You have a good weekend, and I'll touch base with you on Monday.
All right. All right, Jeremiah.
All right, Damon. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
No, yeah, no problem.
All right.
Bye. All right, bye.